Go to Galatians. No. Ephesians chapter 6, and then Galatians, and then Daniel, and then from there. I'll teach you from there. I would never have understood the power and nature of witchcraft, where they get their power, how they get their power, how they perform their craft. I would have never really understood it had I not understood God's use of certain things in the Bible, the way God does things. The way God does things is going to be the exact opposite of the way that the devil does things. It's the exact opposite. Okay? You know what? Let me give you an example of the exact opposite of how God does things versus how the devil does things. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're going to look at the exact opposite. 1 Thessalonians 4. And we're going to count something very quickly that does not really stand out, but it is there in an order. So God says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall be present with them which are asleep. For the Lord himself," now follow the order, "the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout," that's the first thing he does, "with the voice of the archangel," second thing he does, "with the trump of God," third thing he does, "and with the dead in Christ shall rise first," fourth thing he does, "then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." So this is about us who are stuck down here on the earth, either because we're buried under the ground or because we're just standing here on the earth and we can't fly. So we're stuck here. Well, one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound, and you and I and every dead person in every cemetery, in every ocean, in every lake, in every place in the world is going to rise up, and the people of this world are going to go, "Are you kidding me?" Most of them are going to have it on camera, and they're going to be letting out expletives like you have never heard before in your life. You know what expletives are, don't you? Foul language. OMFG. I hate that one. So, five things happen here, and we're escaping death. Now, turn to Isaiah 12. Guess who tries to escape death and fails at it? Isaiah 14. The devil. Don't worship the devil. He's a loser. He's an idiot loser. He's stupid. He thinks he can get by with stuff, but he can't. So, in Isaiah 12, what did I say, 14? Did I mean 14? Yeah, Isaiah 14, 12. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, number one, I will ascend into heaven. See, that's him wanting to do what we're going to do. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Five things. But what happens? Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. It doesn't work for him. He messes it up. So you take the number five. The number five for us works. The number five for the devil doesn't work. It's all you got to know about numbers. Okay? It's all you got to know. Now, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. This is the devil's army. And all you have to know here is they don't win. That's all you have to know here is they don't win. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Courtney, can a person who practices witchcraft, can they cast a spell on you and it works? Huh? They can try to cast a spell on you. Okay? They can try to cast an assassination spell on you. Okay? I'm going to tell you a story. Okay? I'm going to tell you a story. I'll probably get sued over this. So I won't use the real name of the ministry. But there is a worldwide, internationally known ministry located in Jefferson County, Missouri. Okay? And the head of this worldwide, internationally known, famous ministry got into business with a man that I knew. I knew the man. I knew him as a building contractor. And when I was in construction, we had, you know, several kind of builders. We had some builders that would build 300 to 400 houses a year. I mean, they really put them out. And then we would have some that would put out maybe 20 houses a year. And then we had one that would put out maybe one or two houses every year. It's because they did most of the work by themselves. Well, this guy did one, maybe two or three houses a year. Okay? And he brought his children to our school. His wife, I think, mainly was in charge of that. Brought his children to our school. And we didn't know it at the time, but he had, right toward the end of the first year of their schooling here, he went from building one to two houses a year to building an entire subdivision in Hillsboro. Now, do you know how much money it takes to get an entire subdivision? You have to buy the land. You have to subdivide all the lots, which means they all have to be surveyed out. You have to put in the streets. You have to put in the water lines, the main water lines, the main sewer lines, the main gas lines, the main this, the main that. You've got to make it look like It's already ready to move in. Just stick a house on top of it and it's there. Okay? And we're talking a lot of money. And I noticed that his office went from this little dinky old house that he had to this brand new, nice office that he had built. And I'm going, he got into money somewhere. Well, come to find out that he got into money from the leader of this world famous, internationally known minister woman. Okay? Got into business with her. Now, I don't know what happened, but I know this. This is all secondhand information coming to me. That the head of this internationally known, world famous ministry came down to his office, went into his office, slammed the door, and had some very, very loud words with him. Something wasn't going right. In 2 weeks, he was dead. Dead. Now, I remember, and I've got the book upstairs. I found the book. It was written by a man by the name of Bill Schneblin. And he said that in the height of his ability to do things in the occult, he became so powerful as a warlock that he was hired to do spiritual assassinations. So what is a spiritual assassination? A spiritual assassination is where you basically do some form of ritual and you have that ritual directed at somebody so that they are killed. Well, Bill Schneblin said that the person that him and the other guy were sent to kill died. And I always wondered if other people didn't have that exact same kind of power. Does the devil have the ability to take life from the human body? Yes. According to the book of Job, we know it for a fact. Okay? So, Ephesians chapter... I didn't even tell you where to go. Ephesians chapter 6. We have, if you notice up on the screen, you have the pyramid with the four sides. You have the 1, 2, 3, 4. You have earth, air, fire, and water. By the way, earth and air are opposites. Fire and water are opposites. If you put water on fire, it douses the fire. However, if you put fire under water, it transforms the water into steam. Earth and air are different. Okay, they're not the same. They're opposites of each other, and so on. And so keep that in mind, because in Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle not, verse 12, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. So, and I want you to ask the question, do you believe that there are people on this earth who are so powerful with spirits in them that they have the power to take someone's life by speaking the word at them. Whatever word it is, I don't know. I do. I believe that there are people, now, when it comes to born-again Christians, that's up to God whether they have that power or not. But when it comes to your average person, I believe that there are people in this world who are in high positions of power who have the ability, to take someone's life by speaking a word or casting a curse or a spell of some kind against them. I believe that. Okay? They tried to kill Michael twice. But greater is he. Listen, God, you know what God did for our church? He made the Bible so real to us that we really do believe now that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I don't care if there ain't but 8 people sitting here. Amen in this. It doesn't matter in the world to me. My God is real. Amen. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And I will tell you something. There's darkness in the Vatican. There's darkness in the denominational board of directors. There's darkness in the theological seminaries. There's darkness in the New Testament. The people who arrange the various documents to put out the New Testament. There's darkness there. There are dark spirits who rule and reign and keep those people in darkness. Since Carlos Martini has been on the International Bible Society making sure that the right Catholic-approved Greek manuscripts went into the manuscript line of these, of the, what's the word they use for it? I just pulled mine out the other day, was checking it. But anyway, the new Greek New Testaments that all students in every university, in every seminary must have. They must take a whole class on Greek if they're going to pass the seminary. Those who are going to go on to be a doctorate, they must take expanded courses on the Greek language and so on. All of that has been directed by the Vatican ever since Carlos Martini. He's off of the committee now, but don't worry. There is another Catholic priest in his place. I haven't found out yet if he's a Jesuit, but it wouldn't surprise me. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's who govern. That's the spirits. When witches try to explain where their power comes from, that's their power. It's principalities, it's powers, it's rulers of darkness, it's spiritual wickedness in high places. Look, turn to Daniel chapter 2. Turn to Daniel chapter 2. By the way, when Michael comes back, we're going to decorate this church. A big welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Cotter signs. Welcome back, Mick. The man's worthy of it. Amen. The man offered his life, gave his life. Let's see here. Let me read this. Witches use the energies. Read this. Witches use the energies around them to assist in raising power. These energies manifest as elements: earth, air, fire, and water, and spirit. See, there's a fifth one, a secret one, a hidden one that can't be known yet. Okay? It's like, here's what, I read Bill Schneebelin's book. And right now, by the way, I do not recommend him or his ministry. Bill Schneebelin, and I've had conversation with him via email on this issue. Bill Schneebelin has gone full-blown Hebrew roots. I've had issues with him. I've spoken with him via email about his appearance. He tries to look like a Jewish rabbi, talk like a Jewish rabbi, calls Jesus Rabbi Jesus. But he says that the only real Bible in the world is the King James Bible. Now, and I've tried to plead with him and say, look, you're contradicting yourself. You cannot believe the dictates of the Hebrew roots movement and believe the King James Bible at the same time. They are diametrically opposed to each other. In Daniel chapter 2, we see them here. And by the way, they lost. Book of Daniel, chapter 2. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams where with his spirit was troubled and his sleep taken from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans. Let's read that again. The king commanded to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans. How many? Four. And how many was there on Daniel's side? There was Azariah, Mishael, Hananiah, and Daniel. Okay? Just four guys. Now, when you say the astrologers, you're talking about dozens of them. When you say the Chaldeans, you're talking about dozens of them. When you talk about the sorcerers, there's dozens of them. You just got four guys over here, but you got four groups of guys over here. Well, guess who ends up with the dream and its interpretation? Daniel and his guys. Okay? And God was saying, it doesn't take all you guys cutting yourself, whatever it was they did all night long. It doesn't take that. Why don't you just ask me and I'll give it to you? I asked God a question, Matthew. When we get a chance, and if you remember to ask me, I'll tell you what it is, because you'll like it. I've been asking God a question for years about something in the Bible, something that probably doesn't matter to a hill of beans to anybody, but you got to know my mind. There's things I got to know, okay? And maybe it's for a reason. Who knows? And finally, one day, boom. There it was. And I just about shouted. While I'm in the shower. Shout in the shower. Lisa will come run and find out what's wrong with me. I don't want to scare her. But I've been asking God this question now for several years. And one morning, it was so simple. The answer was so simple. And maybe there's something still yet that I'm not getting about it, so God hasn't really let me talk about it much. But I'm telling you, whatever your question is, ask the oracle. The word of God, because the answer is in here. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Okay? And the answer, when it came, it was so simple. I went, duh. I did. I went, duh. God, that's all that is? Really? And God went, duh. Okay? It's that simple. But it's pretty cool to me. To me, it is absolutely remarkable. And it may be something that down the road, we may need it one of these. I don't know. But just like God showed Daniel, God showed him out of the group of Azariah, Mishael, Hananiah, and Daniel. He showed them four, but would not tell his other four groups. He hid it from them, and they kept falling. They couldn't figure out the answer, and they kept trying, and they kept doing this, and kept doing that, and nothing was coming. None of it was working, and they just gave up. And Daniel said, "Hey, fellas, if I would have been Daniel, I would have went to those guys and said, 'Hey, boys, how much is your life worth? How much is your life worth to you? Because I know the answer.' 'Oh, you don't either. You want to bet on it? You want to bet on it?' Okay. So I got 1,000 shekels right here. It's all I've got. I'm going to put 1,000 shekels right here. You put 1,000 shekels down if you think I don't know the answer. Okay. I would have done that if I was Daniel. Maybe not. I don't know. How much is your life worth to you, fellas? I'd have walked away a rich man over that deal. Okay? But that's the understanding of it. These energies are the reason why we know that these energies are evil energies, is that they don't work all the time. Who remembers Esmeralda from Bewitched? Not Esmeralda. Aunt Clara. Remember Aunt Clara? Her problem was her spells kept coming out wrong. And it was because she was saying the wrong words all the time. And finally, at the end of the show, she would remember the right magic words, say them right, and then all of a sudden everything's fine now. If your God and your power and your energy has a learning disability, that he cannot figure out what you're saying, then you are serving a stupid, ignorant God. Somebody say amen. Stupid God. By the way, that goes to the sacred name and the Yahuwah and the Yahweh people as well. If your God cannot understand that when I say Jesus, I mean Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who died on a cross, rose again 3 days later, if my God can't figure that out, I'm worshiping the wrong God. So this nonsense about I got to call him by the right name or he will not answer my prayer because he has a learning disability. It's crazy. It's ignorance. And I won't be a part of it. Amen. Let's bow for prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Lord, I have no idea why you're teaching us this, why you're having me go in this direction. I have no idea. But Father, I believe it's for a reason. So Lord, help be patient with us, Lord. Use us, Father, while we learn about your kingdom, learn about the devil's kingdom, learn about how it works. Father, if nothing else, Father, if nothing else, we'll be able to stave off the enemy from our children. If for nothing else, we'll be able to stave off the enemy for our children. Lord, just bless your word tonight. Dismiss us in your care in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen.